Welcome to the Senior Zone,
where we connect older adults with the organizations and resources that serve them.
The Senior Zone's goal,
while working with local and national partners,
aims to educate, empower, enlighten, entertain, and engage older adults with the tools and information to stay healthy, happy, and secure.
Great guests, health tips, upcoming events, and useful information.
So get ready to take notes
and have some fun.
It's now time
for the Senior Zone.
Good morning and welcome to the Senior Zone. I am your host, Sean Perry, this beautiful Monday morning, and thank you for tuning in if you're a first-time visitor. The Senior Zone, since 2012, we've been connecting older adults 50 and up with tips and directions to senior programs and services, tools and resources, events and advice, with the hope of improving the quality of life for older adults everywhere, while also creating new conversations around how we age. Why? Simply because we care. The call-in number for today's show is 240-638-5430, 240-638-5430. Coming up shortly, we're going to hear from the publisher and editor of the Beacon newspaper, my good friend, Mr. Stu Rosenthal. We're going to talk about the current February issue and some interesting stories that's contained in that issue as well. So I'm excited to hear from Stu very, very shortly. He is standing by. In our second segment, we're going to talk about the seemingly imminent repeal of the Affordable Care Act, also known as Obamacare, and its impact on Medicare. We're going to talk about legislation being considered to turn Medicare into what's called a premium support or voucher system, as well as cuts to the administrative budget of the Social Security Administration, and how all of this will have a tangible impact on current and future beneficiaries. Lastly, we're going to close out the show with birthday shoutouts as well as news and announcements. But please allow me to thank those that keep us doing what we love to do here on the Senior Zone. And first up are my good friends over at Right at Home. Right at Home, they are the leader in the in-home senior care industry. Their trained caregivers provide the best in in-home care for seniors and disabled adults who need some assistance to maintain their independence. So if you're looking for the best in in-home care, either for yourself or your loved one, give Right at Home a call. They can be reached at 301-255-0066. That's 301-255-0066. Next up, AARP Legal Counsel for the Elderly. They provide free legal advice. That's free, folks. Free legal advice, assistance, and referrals to all district residents 60 years of age and older. So whether it's wills, power of attorneys, advanced directives, landlord-tenant disputes, estate planning, and so much more, LCE, they are there for you and at absolutely no cost. If you need legal assistance, give them a call at 202-434-2120, 202-434-2120. Last but not least, and the new kid on the block, Phillips Lifeline. Phillips Lifeline is the number one medical alert service in the U.S. today and has been recommended by over 200,000 healthcare providers nationwide. From managing the dispensing of your medications to responding to a medical emergency, Phillips Lifeline is just one press of a button away. To learn more, call 800-981-8352. That's 800-981-8352 today to find out which solution is right for you and visit them online. You can go to PhillipsLifeline.com. That's PhillipsLifeline.com. When we return, the Beacon newspaper, Mr. Stu Rosenthal, he's up next. Falls are the most common health risk among seniors and are the leading cause of injuries. Managing your medications is a critical step in fall prevention. Missing doses or taking incorrect doses can contribute to your risk of falling. The Phillips Medication Dispensing Service helps you manage your medications by organizing your pills and reminding you when and how to take them. It's easy to set up and use. Most importantly, it enables you or your loved one to remain living independently. Medications are dispensed in dosage cups at pre-scheduled times with audible reminders. It even alerts your caregiver if doses are missed. The Phillips Medication Dispensing Service is a simple way to manage even the most complex medication regimens and lessens your chance of falling or hospitalization. Call 1-800-981-8352 today to learn more or visit us online at PhillipsLifeline.com. That's 800-981-8352.
Right at Home is a special kind of company for seniors and others who need care at home. We start with a full assessment of a person's situation. Then we create a customized plan and match up a caregiver.
We take them from disconnected you connected.
Our professionals help with basic tasks like preparing meals or medication monitoring. We provide support and transportation to doctor's visits and social events.
They become involved instead of uninvolved.
We'll take them where they want to go and help them keep doing the things that they enjoy.
With us, care is consistent, not inconsistent.
And every right-at-home caregiver is reliable, trained, and background checked.
So you can go from uncertain to certain.
It's the right care. Right at home. Call Right at Home at 301-255-0066. We'll set up a free in-home consultation at your convenience. That's 301-255-0066.
I had money problems for several months and couldn't pay my rent. I explained the situation to my landlord, but he still says he's going to evict me. Is there anything I can do?
I gave out my personal information to someone over the phone who promised to lower my mortgage rate. I wish I hadn't fallen for that trick. Does that mean I'll lose my house?
Sadly, not having the resources for representation is a common reason many seniors are unable to protect themselves. For 40 years, Legal Counsel for the Elderly has been providing free legal services for D.C. seniors who can't afford their own. If you or someone you know is a D.C. resident 60 or older who needs legal help, please visit aarp.org/LCE or call 202-434-2120. Legal Counsel for the Elderly. We're here to defend the rights of D.C. seniors because everyone is entitled to lawful benefits and fairness in the justice system. Visit aarp.org/LCE or call 202-434-2120. Legal Counsel for the Elderly is a nonprofit charitable affiliate of AARP.
Good morning. We are back and you are tuned in to the Senior Zone. This is Sean Perry and with me today is the publisher and editor of the Beacon Newspapers, Mr. Stu Rosenthal. Are you there, Stu?
I am. Good morning, Sean. How are you?
I am doing well. How are you?
Good. Thank you.
Welcome back. I understand you had a overseas trip recently. Did you enjoy yourself?
I'm sure. Had a wonderful time in London. Yes.
Did you? That's a great place.
It's a good time to travel, except that January is a very rainy time in London, I have to say.
Yes, it is. But I'm glad you were able to make it there and back safe and sound. So
thank you.
Let's talk about the Beacon Newspaper, just for, on a high level, Stu, for our listeners that may be unaware of the Beacon Newspaper. Can you tell them about the paper and your main focus?
Sure. We've been around for 28 years in the greater Washington area. We're free monthly, and we're really more of a feature paper than a newspaper per se. It's not a lot of news you're going to see in our paper once a month, but you get a lot of information on health and fitness and wellness, a lot of information on financial and legal matters, Social Security, Medicare, how to not outlive your savings, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
We also have fun stuff like the travel section. We have the arts and style section. And every quarter, we have a housing and home care options section addressing these issues and needs, particularly for people over the age of 50. That's really our target market.
Yeah, well, I've been reading your paper for years, and so it's certainly benefited our listeners because I use a lot of your information that you put out there. So thank you for that.
But
I was reading your paper, the February issue, that is, and I noticed in your column that you put out each and every month, you have a column that talks about dignity versus quality of life. And I want you to talk about that if you can and why you wrote it. What was the motivation behind your column in this issue?
Thank you for asking. As it so happened, I even mentioned at the beginning of the column, it just hit me the other day as I was thinking about what to write about. We hear a lot, there's been a lot of talk lately about assisted suicide. That's been in the news. It's something that the district government recently passed, mm-hmm. And it's all over the country. At the same time, we also hear about capital punishment and how difficult it is to actually find, apparently, a painless or at least not cruel way of injecting people on death row in order to take their lives from them. That, we can't do that because you can't get any drugs anymore. They don't do a good enough job. And I was thinking to myself, now how is it on the one hand we can say that doctors can make assisted suicide painless and simple, and on the other hand, we can't possibly find a way to provide capital punishment for those on death row? And I just found that to be a real disconnect, and I want to explore that matter. So in my column, I say, by no means am I addressing all the aspects of all the issues, but I'm just throwing out some information and some statistics that I found when I did some research, and I think it's really enlightening.
Yes, this certainly a conversation starter, because the light went off in my head when I read your article, and you're absolutely right. On one hand, you know, it's safe and sound. On the other hand, you know, it's cruel and just cruel, you know, way to put someone to death. So
right. Does life have dignity in and of itself, or doesn't it? That's really sort of the underlying question, I think.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. Certainly a great conversation starter, and I thank you for writing that as well, because I'm having conversations with others already around, you know, your article, because we just recently we had an organization that's advocating, you know, death with dignity laws around, you know, the country. And so we've spoken about that mm-hmm. in depth, you know, here on the show several times. So it makes me want to revisit and refine, you know, my conversation there. But so thank you for that. Let's
you
talk
are.
About your paper, you know, the Beacon newspaper, and some of your interesting stories that you have in it in the February issue, starting with on the front page, taking a chance on romance. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Well, sure. Everybody knows that online dating has really been the rage in general in the world at large. Match.com and, mm-hmm. You know, swiping right and left under Tinder and all those kinds of things. And the question is, do older adults do the same thing, and are they finding it successful? And we did a little research on that. We talked to some people who do these things. And like anything else, some people are and some people aren't. You know, you have to be careful. There's some rules of the operation there that you have to know where to meet people in public and not to get in trouble with that kind of thing, because not everybody is honest in their profiles. Mm-hmm. But we address those kinds of issues, and we talk about some successes. And for those who find that just the online search doesn't quite work for them, there are also matchmaking services that specifically interview all their candidates very carefully and then do some matching up of their own based upon their personal experience. So some of these things can be worth looking into if you are single or widowed at an older age.
Yeah, the demographics are showing that many, you know, are there. You know, in line with that, you know, article, you also have, you know, elsewhere in the paper where you talk about tips for safe and smart online dating. You just kind of alluded to it a second ago. What are some of the tips that you would give folks, Stu? I know you're not the subject matter expert on this, but
yeah, I'm really not. I really recommend that people sort of pick it up and read it. But I think the idea is you want to be honest. You know, within reason, you know, as honest as you can be about yourself. Mm-hmm. And then you want to make sure that the other person is doing the same. And that's why I said meet them in public. Maybe even take a friend the first time. You know, you want to make sure that someone's not there trying to take advantage of you, because we know there are lots of bad people out there. And this is one way they can find their way into people's lives. In fact, we have another article in this very column, the paper this month, written by our high school student, Alexis, who writes a column for us every month talking about scams that affect both young people and old people. And she talks about how there are people who online start chatting with you and making you think that they are the same age as you are and interested in things you're interested in, and they want to get together and meet. And it turns out it's really an adult trying to take advantage of a child, or it's really a scam artist trying to take advantage of an elder. Mm-hmm. So you really don't know if you're online exactly who you're talking to. You must be careful.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So many articles in your paper. I noticed this month you talk about the Montgomery County Path of Achievement Award nominations are set. Can you talk about that a little bit more? When those nominations are due in?
Right. I like to say that every year, because the Montgomery County County's Volunteer Center offers these Montgomery Service Awards. They're youth awards, they're business awards, community service awards. And then there's a special award called the Path of Achievement Award, named after Neil Potter, the former county executive, that is for people 60 and older who have really donated a lifetime of volunteer work to various causes. So if you know someone who's been an exemplary volunteer, who's done a lot of different things or made a big impact on people's lives, you can nominate them by Friday, February 24th, online or in writing. And the details are in the paper. You can look that up, or you can go to their website at montgomeryservice.org.
Yeah, great service there, and hopefully folks will. I believe that is on. I'm going to tell folks where they can find that's on page 12 of the February issue, where they can learn more about the Montgomery Serves Award there, Stu. So thank you for putting that in your paper. You did mention scams, and this is the time of year where there are, you know, there's predators are out here every day, but in particular, this is tax season time. Can you talk about some of the tax season scams that are out there, or at least contained in your article?
Absolutely. In fact, that is really on the rise in an incredible way. In fact, last year, tax-related email phishing and malware incidents were up 400% over the year before. So it's just exploding. And what's happening is people are getting phone calls or emails or texts or social media contacts that say, you owe your taxes, we're going to put you in jail, we're going to put you away, we're going to do terrible things to you unless you send us money right now. Mm-hmm. And, you know, call this number or send an email, send your detailed information with your bank account number to this address right away, or you're going to be in trouble. And people get afraid of that. They think, oh my God, it really is the IRS. It has the IRS name. It maybe even copies their logo. Someone sounds very, you know, serious on the phone, like they're really, you know, a real agent. They give a number or whatever to make it sound official. It's all scams. The IRS does not contact individuals via email or phone to collect money. And they never ask for money to be paid over the phone via credit card or prepaid debit card or any of these things. If someone calls and makes that kind of a claim and that's what they're after, it's a scam. Hang up and just call the FCC and complain.
It takes advocacy and folks like you and I to constantly remind people of the scams out there. And, you know, my worry is as folks like you and I, we push for seniors to become more tech savvy, you know, adopting technology, using these smartphones and iPads and getting online. You know, my worry, and I'm sure it's your worry as well, that, you know, as they're going through their learning curve, you know, and becoming familiar with the use of technology, that they can also be taken advantage of with this technology that you and I are so advocating that they use.
That's right. They have to be very careful. It's there are pros and cons and all of this kind of thing.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Before I let you go, I know you just traveled overseas. As you said earlier, you went to London. But you got to be careful when you're for our seniors that are traveling and traveling overseas, how they use their credit cards. And you touched on that in one of your articles in the February issue.
Sure. The thing to remember is that if you have a bank-issued credit card, oftentimes there'll be an automatic 3% fee on any foreign transaction. So if you're abroad, anything you charge, anywhere you go, 3% is added to that cost of that product by your card. Now, it doesn't have to be that way because most banks also offer one particular credit card. I mean, each bank has like one card that its big deal is no foreign transaction fees. So you might have one credit card that gets you 2% back on all your purchases or all your gas or whatever, but you should get one of those cards that has no foreign transaction fee and use that for foreign travel because that'll save you a bundle because everywhere you go nowadays, you're charging things on when you're abroad.
Yes.
Also, when you convert for cash, keep in mind that there are these machines everywhere. When you come out of the airport or in the airport, there are these, you know, it says no fee cash ATMs. Get your, you know, currency, local currency here, no fee. Well, there's no fee, but there's the worst possible exchange rate you can imagine on those machines. So don't use those either. There are lots of things out there. If you read this article, you'll see four or five very useful tips for if you're going abroad, how to not be taken advantage of.
Yeah, they know how to skin that cat multiple ways.
That's right.
Well, Stu, I want to thank you for coming on to the Senior Zone once again. I look forward to this discussion each and every month. I'm excited to hear and read what you have in your March issue. For those that don't know where to find your paper, where can they locate the Beacon newspaper?
We're at almost every public library, senior center, in loads of doctor's offices and churches and synagogues. But if you can't find a place near, and CVS Pharmacy, if you can't find a place near you, call us at 301-949-9766, and we'll tell you where you can find a drop-off site somewhere near where you live. There are 1,500 of them throughout the area. It's not going to be far from you.
Absolutely. Well, Stu, I want to thank you for doing what you do each and every month and outside of the paper, the community events that you are involved in around the region as well. So keep up the good work, my friend.
Thank you, Sean. Take care.
Appreciate it. Have a blessed day.
You too.
When we come back, we're going to talk about the impact of a repeal of the Affordable Care Act, also known as Obamacare. My guest will be Max Richmond. He is the president and CEO of the National Committee to Preserve Social Security and Medicare. So stay tuned. We'll be right back after this short break. Philips Lifeline is the number one medical alert service in the U.S. today and has been recommended by over 200,000 healthcare professionals. This year alone, over 13 million adults, 65 years and over, will experience a fall. And the presence of a chronic condition like heart disease, high blood pressure, and diabetes can also lead to a higher risk of falls.
You're early.
Philips Lifeline with Auto Alert is designed to detect true falls and will automatically place a call for help if it detects a fall and you can't push the help button yourself. If you experience a fall without automatic fall detection technology, you can spend hours, even days on the ground without the critical help you need, and a serious situation can get quickly worse. call 1-800-981-8352 today to learn more and find out which Lifeline solution is right for you, or visit us online at phillipslifeline.com.
Right at Home is a special kind of company for seniors and others
who need care
at home. We start with a full assessment of a person's situation. Then we create a customized plan and match up a caregiver.
We take them from disconnected to connected.
Our professionals help with basic tasks like preparing meals or medication monitoring. We provide support and transportation to doctor's visits and social events.
They become involved instead of uninvolved.
We'll take them where they want to go and help them keep doing the things that they enjoy.
With us, care is consistent, not inconsistent.
And every Right at Home caregiver is reliable, trained, and background checked.
So you can go from uncertain to certain.
It's the right care. Right at Home. Call Right at Home at 301-255-0066. We'll set up a free in-home consultation at your convenience. That's 301-255-0066.
We are back. This is the Senior Zone. And once again, I am your host, Sean Perry. With me today is Mr. Max Richmond. He is the president and CEO of the National Committee to Preserve Social Security and Medicare. Good morning, Max.
Good morning, Sean.
How are you doing, sir?
I'm pretty good. How are you?
I'm excited. I'm excited to talk with you. I've had, you know, your organization on our show before, always providing useful and relevant and current information today. But allow me to properly introduce you, Max, to our listening audience. The National Committee to Preserve Social Security and Medicare is one of the most effective and trustworthy sources for Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid advocacy. Since 1982, they have been working for generations of older Americans who want our nation's health and income security programs secured for the future. Again, joining us today is Mr. Max Richmond. He is the president and CEO of the National Committee to Preserve Social Security and Medicare. Max has testified before House and Senate committees, provided expert political and policy commentary during appearances on CNN, C-SPAN, Fox, MSNBC, CBS, and now the Senior Zone. Welcome again, sir.
Thank you so much for inviting me.
I'm happy to have you here. So, Max, if you can, tell us what's the latest that's happening with the Affordable Care Act, and more importantly, how is that going to impact Medicare?
Well, we're very concerned at the Committee to Preserve Social Security and Medicare about the impact of repealing the Affordable Care Act on the Medicare program and specifically on Medicare beneficiaries. There were some dramatic improvements in the Medicare program that were passed into law through the Affordable Care Act. And those improvements, and I'll be glad to discuss them, disappear if the Affordable Care Act is repealed. And let me just mention a couple of them. And I'll make this specific to Maryland because that's where your audience is, of course. Under the Affordable Care Act, the solvency, the very life of the Medicare program was extended 10 years. So those nearly 1 million people in the state of Maryland covered by Medicare, if the Affordable Care Act is repealed, will find that the Medicare program loses those 12 years of solvency and becomes insolvent very soon. The Affordable Care Act provided amazing benefits and improved the lives of seniors and saved them money. For example, the donut hole. We all know about that infamous donut hole.
Yes.
That was part of the prescription drug Part D Medicare plan passed in 2003. Last year, 86,000 Maryland Medicare beneficiaries saved over $1,100 per beneficiary because of the reduced price of prescription drugs through the Affordable Care Act. Now, I know prescription drugs are still too expensive, but they would be about $1,100 more expensive if the Affordable Care Act had not been in place last year. Finally, the Affordable Care Act added a whole variety of preventative services to the Medicare program with no out-of-pocket cost. And that means free to the beneficiaries. Now, over 3/4 of Medicare beneficiaries in the state of Maryland, and that's over 600,000 folks, avail themselves of at least one of these free preventive services. And I'm talking about an annual wellness visit, screening for all kinds of cancer, mammograms, colonoscopies, diabetes screening. All of that has been available through the Affordable Care Act's improvements on the Medicare program. And as I said, over 600,000 Maryland seniors that are Medicare beneficiaries avail themselves of at least one of those preventive services. All those benefits disappear. And I don't think seniors appreciate these programs. You know, when you get a program that's expanded and improved, you kind of get used to it and you think that's the way it's supposed to be. And it is. But all of that will disappear. And I think the beneficiaries of Medicare in the state of Maryland and throughout the country are going to have a rude awakening if the Affordable Care Act is in fact repealed and those benefits go away.
You know, Max, I think, you know, and I agree with you with all of those things, you know, that were included, you know, or impacted Medicare as a result of the Affordable Care Act. I think there's been a marketing blunder, if you will. I don't think that, you know, our seniors, Republican or Democrat or independent, fully understand and can grip their minds around what is contained and how it's really going to impact them in very tangible, you know, ways. I don't think we've spoken to them at a level where they can truly understand the impact of a repeal of the Affordable Care Act and what they currently have, you know, that's in their pocket. You know, this is a bird in the hand, you know, with respect to, as you said, you know, the donut hole, you know, due to close pretty much by 2020 under the Affordable Care Act and all of the preventive services and the lower premiums. You didn't touch on that, but, you know, right now premiums and deductibles and cost sharing is contained. A repeal, all that goes away. And I don't think that, again, that we've fully marketed or communicated, you know, to the average, you know, senior out there, what's contained in the Affordable Care Act and how a repeal is going to really impact them in very tangible ways.
Well, that's absolutely right. And that's why it's so important for us as one of the leading senior advocacy groups in the country to have an opportunity to talk to seniors. And you're giving us that voice by inviting us once again to be on your program. Unfortunately, if you remember when the Affordable Care Act passed, there was so much misinformation, and I call it lies, about what the Affordable Care Act would do to the Medicare program. The prevailing theme during that time, besides, as you remember, death panels and all of that, was that Medicare will lose $700 or $800 billion, will be stolen out of the Medicare program by the Affordable Care Act. The sad truth is, yes, that amount of money was saved, not stolen, but saved out of the Medicare program. And that money did not come from the pockets of beneficiaries. That came by reducing the reimbursements for providers, changing the formulas. So that money was saved. And guess what? That money was plowed back into the program, which is why all the things you and I have been talking about, the added 12 years of solvency to the Medicare Trust Fund, the inclusion of no out-of-pocket costs, preventative services, the annual wellness visit, all of those things, the reduction in prescription drug costs, that's what that money was used for. Mm-hmm. But sadly, the public was so inundated with misinformation that they were outraged and seniors felt like the Affordable Care Act was hurting them, when just the opposite was the fact. The program was improved in terms of its finances, in terms of its benefits. And one thing I forgot to mention was the Affordable Care Act put in place new incentives for hospitals to avoid preventable patient harms and avoidable readmissions. In Maryland last year, readmissions for Medicare beneficiaries dropped 10%. That was between 2010 and 2015. What that means is almost 4,000 times Medicare beneficiaries were able to avoid unnecessary returns to the hospital in 2015. So these improvements are real. Unfortunately, as I said, some of the mythology around the creation and passage of the Affordable Care Act outstripped the information that Medicare beneficiaries should have received, but the media overwhelmed the airwaves and print media with this misinformation.
Yeah. Max, if I could, because I want to get our seniors, you know, fired up and actionable this morning. I understand that there are some GOP or Republican, you know, senators that are kind of on the fence, that may be swayed to vote against the repeal of the Affordable Care Act. If you know of any, do you have their numbers, or is there a main number that we can call? I have some here that I found in my due diligence here. But what would you suggest that our seniors do to fight? Because obviously the deck is stacked against us right now with the Trump administration, right, and the House and Congress, you know, Republican. What can be done right now for the average senior to do today? Who can they call?
Well, the Maryland congressional delegation, both U.S. senators, Senator Cardin, Senator Van Hollen, and the congressional delegation in the House are on board, mm-hmm, in protecting the Affordable Care Act and preserving these benefits to the Medicare program. Now, we have put out some information. We call it the firewall in the Senate to prevent these harms that would take place if the Affordable Care Act were repealed. The main number to the Capitol switchboard is 202-225-3121. And if that number is called, I would urge your Maryland listeners to contact a number of senators who, as you said, seem to be on the fence about the repeal and are looking more at options that would repair the program. It's not perfect.
Yeah, yeah.
But would not repeal it. Senator Susan Collins of Maine, ask for her, have that switchboard place call to
her. So Senator Susan Collins, next one.
Susan Collins, Senator Lamar Alexander, who has from Tennessee, who has raised some reservations about wholesale repeal. Senator John McCain, he's a very thoughtful member of the Senate and a leader, a very senior member, who, by the way, has an enormous number of seniors in his district. Senator Charles Grassley, another very serious senator who is concerned about the welfare of his constituents and in particular seniors. So I would place calls to them.
Okay.
And try to make the case. You know, I used to work in the Congress in the House and in the Senate. I was staff director of the Senate Special Committee on Aging for a number of years. And I do know that many members of Congress, one of the first things they'll ask when they come into the office is, what are we hearing? What are we hearing? Who is calling us? What are they saying? So they do pay attention. After all, they're representing these people, and if they truly want to represent them and address their concerns, they need to know what they're saying and how often they're contacting the office. So it's an important vehicle to get the message across.
It certainly is, and that's why I wanted to give our listeners something actionable to do today. Let's switch subjects a little bit, Max, if we can. You know, Paul Ryan several years ago, talked about privatizing Medicare, taking it to a voucher system, premium support sort of system. If you can, what's happening on that front? What's the likelihood of Medicare being privatized?
He's still talking about it.
Yeah.
He talked about it when he was chairman of the House Budget Committee. He talked about it when he was chairman of the House Ways and Means Committee. And he's still talking about it as speaker. I've heard him on interviews.
Sure. What does that committed. Look like? How is that going to really impact? What does that look like for the average senior, you know, out there, including myself?
Yeah. Well, turning the program into a voucher program means this. Instead of having the Medicare program, the traditional Medicare program that so many seniors and nearly a million in Maryland enjoy, those beneficiaries, if this ever happened, they would end up getting a voucher. I call it a coupon. I call it coupon care. And that voucher, they would be basically told, here's a voucher with a certain value. You go out and find insurance. Well, you know, the reason we have Medicare is private insurance companies did not want to provide health care insurance for seniors at a reasonable cost because it was too expensive. They would lose money. So we have the Medicare program. And in my mind, this is going back in time to, a place where you're told when you're a senior and you need health care, you're on your own and good luck. And I'm not even sure about the good luck part. But this voucher would not keep up in terms of its value with the inflation of health care. So seniors would lose ground year after year. The bottom line is,
as the cost of health care is going up, that coupon remains the same.
Yes.
And so that gap
is what you're talking about. The value of that coupon would not keep up with the cost of health care. The bottom line is, if you're a Medicare beneficiary and Speaker Ryan's voucher programs goes into effect, is passed and signed into law, you as a senior will pay more out of your pocket for your health care. And we think it's already very difficult for seniors to get by on a pretty modest Social Security check and the premiums, co-pays, and deductibles that are required under current law for Medicare beneficiaries.
So, Max,
so it's just more expensive. It will be more expensive, increase the hardship for seniors, probably discourage them from getting the adequate health care they need and end up with a deteriorated health conditions over time.
Yeah. So in your opinion, privatization, when they talk about, and Paul Ryan specifically talks about having more choice, that sounds good. More choices to me economically sounds like people are competing. It's going to drive the price down, but that sounds like, and if I'm hearing you correctly, that's just spin talk.
Well, I mean, there's no choice sounds good, but poor choices is not very good. And the choices that would be available would be choices that result in more cost out of pocket for seniors. And yes, it sounds nice, but the reality is totally different.
Yeah. All right. Switching subjects. I know we've been speaking about Medicare, but I want to cover some Social Security as well. You know, President Trump, you know, throughout the campaign, you know, he promised that he would not cut, he would not touch Social Security, Medicare, or Medicaid. With your insight, what's the likelihood of him staying true to his word?
Well, you know, I was very encouraged watching the primary debates on the Republican side by President Trump's repeated statements that all these other folks up on the stage, or 17 altogether, they're going to cut Social Security and Medicare and Medicaid. I'm not going to touch these programs because that's the wrong thing to do. And that was a pretty bold statement. Mm-hmm. and very unique. But now, you know, I'm not sure. You have the president having made kind of drawn a line in the sand on these programs. You have a House and the Senate that for years have been committed to cutting Social Security by virtue of reducing the COLA, raising the age for benefits, reducing the minimum benefit. And there's legislation in the House that would do that, sponsored by no less than the chairman of the Social Security Subcommittee of the Ways and Means Committee. Mm-hmm. There are very strong positions by leaders in the House and the Senate that the only way to move forward and save these programs, it's always these euphemisms about saving, modernizing, reforming, when what's being talked about is cutting. Social Security and Medicare. So, you know, the thing that kind of tips the balance, or may tip the balance in my mind at this point, is look at who has been appointed to the cabinet. You have the new incoming director of the Office of Management and Budget, who's been committed to cutting Social Security and Medicare and block granting Medicaid for years. You have the incoming Secretary of HHS, Congressman Price, who has also shown that his commitment to cutting these programs, and he won't, you know, as I said, they don't call it cut, they call it reform, modernize, but that has been his position for many, many years. So, yes, you have these statements that the president has made during the campaign. What I worry about is kind of a sleight of hand where the president says, yes, I said that, but the Congress is making me do this, making me move towards reducing benefits, increasing out-of-pocket costs. And I think that's a very legitimate concern.
Yeah. Like you, I was encouraged, and I can't say this in any other respect, but listening to him with respect to Social Security and Medicare and Medicaid, that he would not cut those programs, you know, was certainly different. He stood out of the pack then, and it was encouraging. And all I can do is, you know, he's delivered to his constituents thus far, said he's going to do what he's going to do, or doing what he said he's going to do. So let's hope that he sticks to his words with respect to Social Security and Medicare and not touch those programs. I'm all for refining and repairing, but repealing and replacing and cutting, you know, on, you know, that's going to impact, you know, our seniors and place more of the burden on the back of our seniors. And I'm speaking for them a little bit here, Max, you know, not all for that at all. If Social Security were to be cut, one last question on Social Security. If it were to be cut, Max, what impact would Social Security benefits that seniors are currently be receiving, what would that have? Or what would that look like?
Well, so many seniors rely on Social Security for all or a majority of their income that reducing the benefits would be pretty dramatic in terms of choices that have to be made, paying for prescription drugs, paying heating bills. I mean, so many of these people are just living on the edge. And, you know, one of the two of the most often cited reforms, in quotes, are raising the age for receiving benefits. That's a cut. You know, right now, anyone born 1960 or after will have to wait till they're 67 instead of 65, which has been the age for benefits for generations. But going beyond that is a cut, because you're going to have to wait longer to get those benefits. And one of the most telling points about cutting Social Security refers to the COLA, the cost of living adjustment. I'm sure you're familiar with it. And I would say everybody who's a beneficiary knows what the COLA means, cost of living adjustment, because they wait every fall to see what that will be, to see if they'll get a little bit more money. In 2016, the COLA was zero, because the formula for determining the impact of inflation is flawed and looks at inflation as it impacts a wage earner, not a senior. So the goods and services and the weight of those goods and services in the formula is flawed, because the senior requires different kinds of services and goods than a wage earner. So as a result, you know, for example, in the last year, 2016, the price of gasoline dropped so dramatically, that pushed the formula towards zero COLA. But guess what? Seniors aren't using gasoline as much as wage earners. They're not driving to and from work every day. They're not dropping kids off at school and picking them up. So that, you know, that one item really had a dramatic impact in leading to a zero cost of living adjustment. Same was true in 2009 and 2010. So, you know, one of the plans for reducing Social Security benefits is to cut the COLA. Now, I don't know how you reduce it below zero, because that's what it was in three of the last 5 years.
Yeah.
And this year, it's I think it's about 0.3%. Most of that is eaten up by increased out-of-pocket costs for premiums and co-pays and deductibles for some Medicare beneficiaries. And there's also, I think I mentioned this, there's a need to improve the Medicare program in terms of the benefits it provides. It's a great program, a terrific program, but Medicare doesn't cover vision, it doesn't cover dental, it doesn't cover hearing. These are very important to the lifestyle and safety of seniors. So rather than talking about coupon care and cutting these programs, we ought to be having a discussion about how can these programs be improved and the lives of Medicare beneficiaries and seniors improved at the same time.
Absolutely. Max, I want to thank you for your time. I was just with, meaning about a year ago, with Representative Debbie Dingell out of Michigan, mm-hmm. and she and I were talking about expanding Medicare to include dental, hearing, as well as vision. I know there was a bill presented in the House to include or add hearing to Medicare. I don't know where that is right now, but I am out of time, Max. I need to have you back on the show so we can expand our conversation around Social Security and Medicare, because hey, this is where the rubber meets the road. This is where it really impacts, you know, our older adult population in terms of their ability to make it day to day, month to month. And so I want to thank you for what you're doing over at the National Committee to Preserve Social Security and Medicare. And I got to go, Max, but I'll have you back here, you know, very soon.
Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you. Thank you so very much. Folks, no matter what it is, we can work it out. Here's Bona Fide Praises and Work It Out. We'll be right back with Birthdays of the Week.
Bona Fide Praises. Let's encourage someone. Listen.
Things may not be looking up.
Yeah.
But it's okay.
Put a smile on your face.
Hold your head up high.
Uh-huh.
It's gonna be a brighter day. All things work together.
That's word, y'all.
For good to them that love God. Whatever the situation, He will work it out.
Say it again.
Whatever the situation,
He will.
He will work it out.
I'm a living witness that He will.
He will
work it out.
Work it out. I know He will. He will
work it out.
Work it out.
I came to let you know that He will.
He will
work it out.
Work it out. I know He will.
He will.
He will
work it out.
Work it out.
Let me encourage you some more. Listen.
Trials and tribulations.
Oh yeah.
May come your way.
I love this part.
When the road gets rough.
Hold on.
Hold on and keep the faith.
Yeah.
All things work together.
Just read your Bible. Come on.
Forgive to them that love God.
Whatever.
Whatever the situation.
Oh, it's a beautiful day out here, y'all.
He will work it out.
It may be raining outside right now.
Whatever the situation.
But it's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. Come on.
He will work it out.
Tell you that He will.
He will
work it out.
Work it out.
Come on, girls.
I know that He will. He will.
Let me move out of y'all way. Go ahead on.
Work it out.
Oh, I love it.
Oh, He will.
He will
work it out.
Woo. Work it out.
I'm getting a little too happy here, y'all.
I know He will.
Come on.
He will
work it out.
Work it out.
Now you have it. Now you have it. Now listen, what I need you to do for me right now, whether you're at home, whether you're on your job, you may be listening to this on the radio. I need you to think about this, that no matter what's going on in your life, if God be for you, who can be against you? So the next time you're faced with a situation that seems like there's no way out, I want you to think about the words of this song and put a big smile on your face and let the devil know that you're not going to give up. You're not going to give in, because you are victorious. Come on, let's take it home.
I tell you that He will.
He will
work it out.
Work it
Come on,
out.
Praise us.
I know that He will. He will
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
It is birthday time here on the Senior Zone. And first up, we have Mr. Reginald Dawson, 55, on Tuesday. That's tomorrow, February 7th, from Jacksonville, Florida. Thank you for listening and supporting the Senior Zone down there in Florida, Mr. Dawson. Next up, we have Miss Carla Reynolds. She is 52 on Thursday, February 9th, from Elm City, North Carolina. I have no idea where Elm City, North Carolina is. Please, someone send me an email and let me know where Elm City, North Carolina is located. Next up, we have Miss Myrtle Juicy Fruit Lane is 56 on Thursday, February 9th from Bladensburg, Maryland. Thank you again, Miss Juicy Fruit Lane, for listening to the Senior Zone. We appreciate your support. Mr. Roosevelt Schneider is 56 on Friday, February 10th from Philadelphia, PA, up where my mama lives. Mr. Roosevelt Schneider is his name. Thank you for listening up there as well, Mr. Schneider. Miss Patsy Roberts, 92. God has blessed her with many years. February 10th, this upcoming Friday, from Gloucester. I hope I pronounced that correctly. Gloucester or Gloucester City, New Jersey. A lot of out of the area birthdays this week. Mr. Wallace Blair is 68 on Friday, February 10th, from D.C., Northwest D.C. Happy birthday to you, Mr. Blair. Miss Yolanda Arrington is 94. Saturday, February 11th, from Tacoma Park, Maryland. Thank you, Miss Harrington, for listening to the Senior Zone, and happy birthday and many more to you. Miss Karen Thompson is 59 on Saturday, February 11th, from Northeast D.C. A couple more here. We have Miss Judith McKinney is 72 on Sunday, February 12th, from Northwest D.C. And last, but certainly not least, Mr. Herbert McCoy, 79 on Sunday, February 12th, from Bladensburg, Maryland. To have your birthday or notable event or announcement mentioned here on the Senior Zone, it is real easy. Simply email us at info@theseniorzone.com. That's info@theseniorzone.com. And we'll do our best effort to get your announcement put on the air here on the Senior Zone. And Senior Zone news and announcements this Friday, February 10th, from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., the Howard University College of Dentistry Student Council Health Fair offers free dental cleanings as well as blood pressure, glucose, kidney, and cholesterol screenings. The program is sponsored by the D.C. Office on Aging. The College of Dentistry is located at 600 W Street Northwest. Contact Romella Rogers at 240-499-6010. That's 240-499-6010 to learn more. Next Monday, February 13th, starting at 10 a.m., the Washington Seniors Wellness Center at 3001 Alabama Avenue Southeast. They're celebrating Black History Month by hosting several events and presentations, including Black Georgetown Remembered by C.R. Gibbs. Call 202-581-9355. For more information, that's 202-581-9355. President's Day weekend, February 18th through the 20th, is also Shop Energy Tax-Free Weekend, which means Maryland residents can purchase Energy Star appliances with no tax during this weekend. That's a 6% immediate savings. Save on items like Energy Star air conditioners, washers and dryers, even LED light bulbs and programmable thermostats and more. So let's take advantage of that weekend and save 6%. The JCA Senior Tech offers computer training for adults that are 50 and over, improving lives one click at a time. All classes offered for free from January through April of 2017. Locations are in Gaithersburg and Maryland. Classes are 2 hours a week, ranging from 1 to 6 weeks. For a list of classes or to volunteer, visit the Beacon newspaper. It's a free newspaper found at libraries, community, and senior centers. Or you can call 240-395-3000. 240-395-0916. 240-395-0916. Adult daycare programs, they are a great alternative for individuals and families looking to avoid nursing home admissions. So if you're looking for a place to send your loved one during the day, or a way to keep them from being sent to a nursing home prematurely, contact your local office on aging if you live in D.C., or if in Maryland or Virginia, your local area agency on aging to get a referral for that break or solution that you may need. Folks, this spring we are hoping to launch our first newsletter, but it starts with you. We need your support. Send us an email and we'll make sure to put you on our list. We would like to get up to 1,000 emails to start. Again, if you're interested in useful and relevant information from our perspective and would like to stay in touch with us, then email us at info@theseniorzone.com. info@theseniorzone.com. Next one, benefitscheckup.org. This is a website that screens for more than 2,000 public and private benefit programs that include help with prescription drugs, heating bills, housing and rent, food, legal services, medical costs, tax relief, in-home services, veterans benefits, employment and volunteer opportunities. Screenings are free and they are confidential. Simply go to benefitscheckup.org to find out what benefits that you may be eligible to receive. One more here. If you live in Maryland and you're looking for information and assistance about long-term services that allow individuals to remain at home and plan for future needs, then the Maryland Access Point is your answer. The Maryland Access Point is the gateway for older adults and individuals with disabilities. So for more information, call 844-627-5465, 844-627-5465. Again, to have your event mentioned here on the Senior Zone or Noble Event, just simply email us at info@theseniorzone.com, or you can call us at 800-217-1984, 800-217-1984. Be sure to join us next Monday here on the Senior Zone for another informative show. Until then, don't change that dial. My dear friend, Dr. Eve Taylor of the Discover Your Why radio show, she is standing by. She's ready to go. She's fired up. Dr. Eve Taylor is up next. Until then, have an intentionally blessed week. We love you.
Be sure to join us on our next broadcast.
Until then,
live simply,
love generously,
care deeply,
speak kindly,
and leave the rest to God. Have a wonderful week, and God willing, the Senior Zone will be here for another informative and entertaining hour next Monday morning at 10 a.m.